This is Coffee at KYUK, a conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Joining us for a special coffee this morning is hydrologist Jons Ostman with Sam Berlin, here to talk about river breakup and what is to come. Good morning to you both.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no.
Good morning.
Good morning. Unno kohpakka unnum kuirum kaisen pis ayok ayok chenka unakhani unnum kuirum ka National Weather Service an king un khuluni pilra akhogok tinga gulutin pilra magnika report akatak this morning time afternoon amichali after the newscasts, news at Bechach Tilkit Time Jelly replay McDonough Bittut. I'll have him go ahead and start with his report of yesterday's observation of the Kuskokwim River and the ice condition.
All right, good morning, KYUK. So yesterday was a pretty exciting day out on the river. Sleetmute and the ice between Stony River and Sleetmute and all of the Holitna River ice flushed downriver. It was passing Georgetown at about 8 o'clock yesterday morning and moving about 5 to 6 miles an hour. It was moving right along. We saw it a couple different times as we were flying up to Stony River to take a look up there. Stony River still is holding ice just locally, but then everything up to Swift River is also flushed or has, you know, shifted and moved around. The big news is for yesterday is that the Aniak or the ice jam that was at Aniak being held back by like a grounded sheet of original ice just upstream, and that had grounded and got stuck Wednesday evening, started to run yesterday afternoon about 3:15, and it started running quick. That sheet, which at that time was probably only about a half a mile long, it had 21 miles of ice above it when it started to move downriver, but that sheet, when it broke apart, came directly into the dike at the west end of the runway, and ran up that dike so fast, and the pile, I don't know, it was 30 feet tall. Wow. Folks up there that we talked to said they'd never seen it that high, not even half that high before. And it all happened in about 2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah, there must have been a tremendous amount of pressure, push from upriver to happen like that.
The ice, as you know, that sheet then deflected off into the main channel of the Kuskokwim, and so it stopped piling itself up high, but then it started to split, and it was pretty evenly split with ice going down Aniak Slough, a little bit backing up into Aniak River, and down the main channel. It was moving fast. It was moving 10 miles an hour or faster. Wow. It started as like really bright white ice, thick chunks. And then, it ran for about 2 to 3 hours. Probably closer to 3 hours, really, when it finally, really started to stop. It pushed its way through Birch Crossing, which is great because we're obviously always afraid of Birch Crossing. And then it stopped right in the constriction just near Alan Simeon's fish camp. So it's about 16 miles downriver from Aniak. The ice filled Aniak Slough only to like 5 or 6 bends down from the top, and then it sort of plugged itself, and the current started pushing more into the main channel Kuskokwim. So there was a lot of room still down at the bottom of the slough, almost two-thirds of it was still open. As it jammed, those smaller sloughs and cutoffs between the slough and the main river started acting as siphons and drawing ice up into the slough. I have a feeling that the slough is 100% packed right now, and I know from thank you to Jenny Turner for sending and giving me a lot of reports over the last 12 hours. Showed me that the slough near town is packed to the top. Antioch is now flooding. They have water over the back road they had water over the east end of the runway. I always get confused. The east end of the the downstream the lower end of the runway as of last night, but it wasn't coming up that fast. There's still water down there, but then it started coming up over the back road, the road out to the barge landing and to the gravel pit. Mm-hmm. There's water over the dump road now. There's water has reached the AC store and the apartments that are up on the west end near the dike. We haven't gotten confirmation that any of the homes have or the buildings have water in them. National Weather Service upgraded a flood watch to a flood advisory late last night, and I think we're going to flood warning and going to hold that until the jam breaks, because we do now have water impacting certain areas and potentially infrastructure like the AC store. Much time we got?
We still got time.
Okay. Antioch took up a lot of time. Oh, so let's just we'll finish up the jam there. So that jam, is down near Alan Simeon's. But then there's all that ice that was coming down from Sleep Mute and the Holitna. We saw the bottom of it up near the Pine Mute, I guess, late yesterday afternoon. So it was still moving, really fast. And that ice has now definitely packed onto the back end of the jam that's at Antioch. Mm-hmm. So that run of ice is probably, again, still about 20 miles long. We'll get up there and take a look at that here this morning once we launch. And other really fun news is that the ice at Kalskag shifted yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
That was at about 5 p.m. And when we flew down there to take a look, it was pretty solid, intact, original ice between where the jam was, so through Holmberg's and down around the bend. But then right about at David Doris's, it split, full river width split, and then pressure ridges, all the way off of the fuel tanks, off of a barge landing in Upper Kalskag. But pretty exciting to see that, some shifting both on the outside far side of the river, and then also right up against the bank. And that continues. There's probably eight big cracks and splits all the way down to the islands in that really rough thick ice that we've been watching. And it's really dark and deteriorated. There's a lot of water around those islands now. You can see where that rough ice is hanging in there, but there's a lot of space that's growing around it. And then up into the bypass. Old River still holding ice at the top, although we saw late yesterday afternoon that the bottom of Old River probably, I don't know how far, not too far up, but enough has broken, but it can't go anywhere. It's stuck.
It's still there.
Yep. So that's encouraging. Mm-hmm. And then if we go downriver, it still looks a lot the same. Mm-hmm. it's degrading thermally in so many places right now, off Nelson Island, near the bluffs, through like lush fish trap upstream from there, along, you know, down past Machivik, Kanaksluh, from Tuluksak all along that left bank. Even Akiak looks like it's losing some of the ice in that outer bend.
When you say Birch Crossing, how far down is that from Aniak and Old Crow Village? I know where Old Crow Village is, but I do know where Birch Crossing is. But to give our listeners an idea of where exactly is Birch Crossing.
I think Birch Crossing is about 9 miles. No, I'll take that back. I think Crow Village... Let me think this through. I think Crow Village is about 9 river miles downstream from Aniak. Mm-hmm. And Birch Crossing is the next bend downstream from that, which is about maybe another 2 miles.
1.5 to 2 miles.
Yeah. And then the jam is another 5 to 6 miles below that.
Okay. Yeah. So just to give our listeners an idea of where exactly is that area. How are you looking at that flood? Is it going to get worse as it progresses, or?
Well, so the trend that we've seen the last couple of days is that we don't see anything happen until it warms up in the afternoon. Makes a ton of sense, right?
Yes.
It's really cold in the morning, and it's cold in the evenings. I would expect that we would see flooding increase in Aniak.
Yeah.
Maybe not exceptionally, but would increase as we warm up this morning and into the early part of the afternoon, before that jam moves further downriver.
Yes.
And the ice below the jam right now is it looks the same as it's looked upriver, and I think that it's going to be weak enough once there's enough pressure behind it to move it. So I think that we'll see water continue to rise, hopefully slowly, because the temperatures are cold. It was 26 degrees Fahrenheit in Aniak this morning. At least from somebody's carmometer, and there's, you know, skim ice on the top of all standing water.
Yeah.
That's one reason why Weather Service has decided to upgrade, beyond the advisory level.
Yes. Yeah, that advisory level, it has gone up to flood warning. Aniak on down.
Yeah.
To the lower villages. So warning has been a red flag now.
Yep.
That's the thing to watch.
It is. And we've put Kalskag into flood watch so that they can, if they're not already paying attention, maybe it just helps somebody pay attention. But I have a feeling that, like, we're going to see this progression continue. We'll probably see maybe half of Old River move today. The ice at the bottom of it's not very strong. So maybe we'll start to see that flush. But I think we're still in a thermal regime. So, and being cold, hopefully our floodwaters don't come up exceptionally fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is our report of the upriver ice jams right around Aniak. This morning, John is going to be going out again, flying in to see if there has been any changes. And then this being Friday, we'll make a report on Monday. We'll probably be taking the weekend off and then resume on Monday. But if there's any significant change and the water level starts to rise anywhere, please do call John and inform him so that the warning will be alerted into that area.
You can always call KYUK too, and they can let us know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Very good. Kuya Nakwani Chumilgani, our report for today. Remember, after the news, the replay will be played again. Kuyana.
That was hydrologist Johns Osman talking with Sam Berlin about breakup season and the flooding here on the Kuskokwim. You can tune in every morning for special coffees at KYUK as we move through this season.
This is Coffee at KYUK.